From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. The swap shop in Lake Worth is usually full of vendors and shoppers on the weekend, many of them immigrants from Haiti or South and Central America. As WLRN's Alejandra Martinez reports, things were quiet over the weekend, which many say was because of rumors that immigration enforcement would be picking up people in the area yesterday.
The open-air Mexican restaurant at the Lake Worth Swap Shop was quite lively. Singers belted out Selena and diners danced along. Vendors say the rest of the market was quieter than usual. Margarita Palacios has been selling hats, glasses, and other goods from China at the swap shop for 13 years. She says this time last month, there were a lot of people.
Lo pueden ver ustedes, casi no hay nadie.
But yesterday, she says, it seemed like the only people walking around the swap shop were other vendors. For many, the threat of immigration raids is a fact of life. Maria's from Veracruz, Mexico. She asked to be identified by just her first name. She says her first husband was deported more than a decade ago. She wasn't working at the time, so she had to quickly find ways to support her three kids and get food on the table.
Yo sentía que se me cerraba el mundo. Y decía, ¿qué le voy a dar de comer a mis hijos? ¿Cómo voy a pagar la renta? ¿Cómo voy a salir adelante? A veces lloraba, noche, día.
She says she's in the country legally. She's worried about what might happen to those left behind if the raids actually happen. I'm Alejandra Martinez in Lake Worth.
Empty markets, quiet streets. Our WLRN news team saw similar scenes in Broward County and Miami-Dade as immigrant families in South Florida coped with the prospect of open-ended immigration raids. We'll be bringing you those stories later on this morning. And we'll also be hearing from a Pompano Beach immigration attorney who tells us about the fears her clients are bringing to her on an almost daily basis. You can find those stories and much more at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.